Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from a bustling Taco Bueno here in Arlington. 5748 Southwest Green Oaks. If you want to come out and see us, we'd love that. We've already started our giveaways. We got more giveaways and, of course, delicious food out here. And us right now brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What a happy day it was to see Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland not limited in practice. Do you think they heard Corey's narrative yesterday about them not liking each other? And they're like, I'll show you. Yeah, but seriously, from a just logistical standpoint, we talked about how this group already felt light and they've struggled. How vital is it to get those two back out on the field?
Yeah, and not only back on the field, right, but back on the field together.
Together,
how about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And it's certainly been a while for that, both guys practicing fully. So you got to, anticipate that they'll be ready to go. Hopefully, you know, nothing happens to aggravate whatever they were recovering from.
Right.
So, yeah, that helps, right? You can't play as they were playing at times when Diggs went out with 5-year top six corners and think you're not going to have problems.
Right.
You know, you can sit there and talk about communication and, you know, doing your assignments, but sometimes you just have to have good players out there. And this certainly helps. Now, how quickly can, you know, Bland get back to his, you know, 100%, right?
Yeah.
Of efficiency, not necessarily physically, but get back to playing football. And as we've seen, it's taken Diggs some time to get back in kind of the routine of, you know, how to cover and what to do, right?
Yeah.
So you hope that, you know, they can coordinate that. And now you just have, you know, one other guy that kind of fits in to be able to play the slot. And to me, Reddy Stewart has been – he hasn't been the problem. So, you know, may they go with those top three and coordinate that secondary that I guess, you know, nobody thinks, you know, they have any idea of what they were doing. As a matter of fact, I was watching some telestrator thing with former Packer cornerback Leroy Butler, and he was talking about how Jordan Love sometimes has to show some more patience and not get in a hurry, but he said, but, you know, Dallas is so bad on defense, the rotation is terrible.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's no secret, right? We've seen it. You're going to have to rub it in.
Yeah. No, I was talking with Corey about that at the beginning of the show, is what you saw is Cleveland did an excellent job at getting to Jordan Love last weekend, and he did not handle that pressure well whatsoever, but would normally feel like a path to victory, you know, Mickey. I'm worried that path, even with Jordan Love struggling on that front, doesn't exist for the Cowboys because they can't get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I think he got sacked like 5 times.
He did. He did, and he faced the highest pressure percentage of his career, and in those 13 times he got pressured, five sacks, and then he was only 3 for 8 for like 27 yards otherwise. So I could see how that's a way to victory for other teams.
Yeah, and yeah, too.
That if there was, you can get pressure, right? Can you manufacture it?
Now that's what they were doing. But Cleveland was getting pressure with four,
right?
And then they'd send a blitz, and that just made it more painful for them.
And I guess what they were trying to diagram was he threw an interception that turned their Cleveland's comeback around, right?
Yes, it did.
And they were pointing out how this was really easy to read, and he didn't do it, and so he got in a hurry. So I don't know. Well, maybe Clowney can make a difference. Maybe using some of these young guys a little bit more than they had been, you know, because I think, you know, with the limited time Donovan Ezeruku has played, I think he's played well. Well, maybe you give him some more snaps, turn him loose, get him going. Somebody's got to figure out how to get around the edge and not try to muscle their way to the quarterback. Like, use a move, you know, use some your hand fighting and not get into the guy's body and just start pushing and pushing and pushing. So we'll see if that pass rush can come around.
I think that Kenny Clark has had some amazing things to say.
I love Kenny Clark.
Yes, absolutely. And he was talking about the Micah trade, and he goes, that's probably the most shocked I've ever been in my life. I guess I shouldn't say the Micah trade. I should say
his trade.
Yeah, his trade that he was in. And so he goes, of course I heard the rumors that the Packers were going to make the trade, but he talked about being shocked. But he also talked about he's not concerned about and understands that maybe he's like the B side of this trade, for lack of a better term. And I think that's just a really smart attitude to have going into all of this.
Well, and he was talking about, you know, he's got a rematch with his former guys, right?
Yeah.
And he basically said, our job is to go 1-0 on Sunday. This is not about me. And it was so refreshing to hear somebody actually say that. And you know what? Jordan Love said the same thing when they asked him about, you know, has this been a distraction or whatever. He goes, I don't know about a distraction, but for our team, our job is to go 1-0 on Sunday. And I think that's kind of got to be the mantra. You know, we can do all this other stuff on TV, right, and the lead up, and I'm sure that's going to take up a half hour pregame show or whatever, and it's going to be talked about that Mike is coming back and, you know, what's the reaction going to be and all this. You know, so what? The deal is make sure he doesn't ruin the game.
Hey, Mickey, don't say so what. We have a three-hour pregame show right here on The Fan. All right, we got a lot of time that we are going to need to fill.
Actually, okay? I don't want people to report on the games as much as I want them to report on our pregame show.
Yes, that's what we need.
Well, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to these guys.
Right. Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, good.
You don't need to get all fired up about that stuff. I mean, you know, there's been other guys that have come back here that have been either released, traded, you know,
sure.
fired or whatever, and they've come back and played the Cowboys. This is nothing new. But in this day and age, when no one has any idea about history, it's like, oh, my God, has this ever happened before? Well, yeah, it has, lots of times.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so for the defense, and I go back to Jason Garrett a really long time ago, and I think this is absolutely true. He said, you know, he doesn't think there's a better indicator in all of football than the turnover margin to determine who won the game. That matters in terms of winning, but also for this defense, does it not feel like maybe that turnover could spark something? Because you talked about playing young players. There are any number of ways you could spark this defense. How big could a turnover be, especially early, to maybe kind of tip the balance?
Yeah, and how do turnovers happen?
Pressure.
Usually pressure in the pocket, right? The pressure on the ball. You know, they've done a decent job of playing the run. Now we'll see if that can continue. But again, if you can get pressure on the quarterback, chances are he might throw one to you, or chances are you might hit the ball out of his hand, or you might tip it up in the air, or he just makes a bad mistake trying, you know, reading the wrong coverage. And that's got to be the key for those turnovers. And, you know, they had a bunch last year, right? Well, they also finished third in the league in sacks. And so I think those two things go hand in hand.
Look, I told you earlier this week, if I was an opposing team, I would never run the ball. But if the against our team, if Green Bay does decide to really have a continued rushing attack with Josh Jacobs, my bold prediction that could blow up in my face is I think the Cowboys will do a very good job once again slowing down the run.
I think they will. But again, you know, the benefit of slowing down the run is that you can get after the quarterback.
Right.
And it hasn't happened. And it hasn't happened with the rotation in the secondary, but maybe when you get two starters back there playing together, that helps out, and the safeties trust the cornerbacks, and everybody's on the same page reading, and I think that's what's got to help. And so maybe, you know, and you would think, right, if you're covering well, then you can the quarterback shouldn't have as much time in the pocket.
Yes.
You should be getting there.
Yes.
Right? And so if those two things happen, maybe you can hold the Packers to less than 30 points.
All right. With all that in mind then, sir, it is time for your unique to KNC prediction. How are you feeling? What are you predicting for this game?
Well, I feel better about the defense, but I'm worried about the offense. And we shouldn't be worried about them, right?
Yeah.
But that's kind of been their strong point. So I'm thinking the Packers come in and win 27-23.
Okay. All right. I like it. At least it would be competitive. I like that, Mickey. Thank you very much.
And tell me what you guys did.
Yeah, I'm probably 30-17 Packers at this point. I really hope I'm wrong, but you know.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going 35-14 Packers at the moment.
A blowout.
Oh
no. Yeah, just because I think they're gonna throw the ball deep and try and set up some more stuff underneath, and that's where they're gonna eat up. Unless the Cowboys get it all fixed, and then we're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that losing's never a benefit, but being competitive is.
Yeah, hopefully they can do that.
And so I think they can do that in this game, because in the NFL, sometimes when you least expect it.
I mean, just look at the Packers last week.
Right?
I don't think anybody predicted that outcome. So, I'm with you. Well, I hope you get to come on Monday and we get to dunk on Corey the entire segment.
Or dunk on me.
Hey, I'm fine with that as well. All right, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. You know, we talked about it was a happening out here at the Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Southwest Green Oaks. We have another special guest here to rebut Mickey Spagnola. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. From the CW33, it is Daniel Esteve. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I feel like we're living in some kind of twilight zone right now. We're talking about all offseason a Cowboys defense that needs to stop the run.
And they can do that.
That probably was very difficult to see them doing that. They're doing it. And then we talked about the Rangers needing to be able to hit the ball, and that's what we expected, and obviously not being able to pitch, and it completely flipped on its side. What a weird paradox we're living in.
Absolutely.
He's right about that.
Do you know what the word paradox means?
Yeah, it's when two ducks are hanging out and they're having a good time together. Your thoughts?
I might need to sneeze.
Okay, Kevin had to sneeze. That was really what
that's what I was thinking the entire time. I was like, I know he wants me to respond, but I think I'm going to have to sneeze.
Well, the silence was actually fun.
Okay.
No, you're right, Daniel. Like this is the weirdest thing that they actually can stop the run. A lot of people are having the question right now about, well, is it because it's so easy to throw on them? They're actually good at stopping the run, though. That is another thing. They've had the ball run on them a lot, and they're keeping that number down. So that's a positive right now, but man, until they get that secondary fixed, I don't see competitive games happening.
And is it one of those things where it's a foundation setter? Like, hey, let's start with stopping the run, and then we build everything on top. It's hard to see that vision right now.
Right.
But perhaps that's a positive that you look at. Hey, let's build this foundation, and you go up from there.
Yeah, especially if teams everybody wants to establish the run, right? So they're going to try and start that. But if you stop it early, then that kind of persuades them to do other things that could benefit you if you have a good secondary play.
Now, you're able to discuss a plethora of sports with us, as we frequently see on CW33. So I want to kick it over to a different story in a different sport.
Corey, I dare you.
Who is the baseball player you were telling me about as we walked through the door at Taco Bueno this morning?
Is it Cal Raleigh?
It is Cal Raleigh. All right. Do you guys think that this move was amazing or kind of foolish? So the guy who caught Cal Raleigh's 60th home run, because there's multiple levels to this story, he gave it to a kid. And then the kid gave it back to Cal Raleigh. It was a heartwarming story, and I understand that. But the valuation of that baseball was also $100,000 to $200,000. Is this
still, was at a home game?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Is this still a heartwarming story, or did that kid give his college fund away? I know he got to meet Cal Raleigh. He got autographed bats and pictures and everything. But that is a lot of money. I get it. When you gave back a baseball, you're like, hey, this is a neat moment for you, and that baseball is probably not worth too much. $100,000 to $200,000?
Well, you know how I felt if I would have caught the Aaron Judge ball a couple of years ago. I would have thrown it back because I'm a great Rangers fan, and that's what we do. So it's not really about the money for me here, Kevin, but it is about the heart that kid had to say, you know what, he deserves it. He needs some more stuff, though. He deserves a lot more stuff for that ball.
I am right there. I think it's a negotiation power. It's not a question of the decision to give the ball back to the player. That's just heart and soul. You want to see that out of a young kid.
Yes. But at least
up the negotiation ability a bit.
Yes. Okay.
And I also, the original gentleman that gave the ball to the kid, what a win-win situation for him. Because, yeah, he gives up that cash, but I don't know if you guys saw, immediately after, the Seattle comms organization or the comms department reached out to him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And said they wanted to hook him up. So
nice.
Let's see what his negotiation power looked like.
His negotiation power was also bad because he got like an autographed bat and he got to meet Cal Raleigh.
That's so it.
Like, I get it. It's a heartwarming story. But yes, exactly. I don't know if that came off over air, but $100,000. Look, there are things happening in the Taco Bueno. I don't know if you just saw me wave to somebody. The person that I just waved to was going to bring the baby in, but his wife said, you cannot bring the baby in to see the guys because she knows we were probably going to pass the baby around and everything. And then he had to leave.
To everybody here?
Yeah.
Like your turn.
Yeah, it's like crowd surfing.
Kevin
baby.
Loves to hold babies, by the way.
And also they have a pediatrician appointment in 18 minutes.
Oh.
So he had to leave and his wife didn't want us to pass the baby around. But he was here as well.
How long does that baby typically makes take? They've got 18 minutes.
I don't know how close the pediatrician is. That's a good question.
A lot of great questions.
Yeah.
A lot of great questions.
I don't know.
Yeah, with Dr. Sue, how does that typically go? Is it usually?
Yeah, it doesn't take too long. There's only like four people in there from the 817. I don't care about the memorabilia or heartwarming moment anymore. Give me my 100 grand. And and another person said it's just money, though. And they're right.
The true. That's
but
true. The experience that he got.
I feel like it's so much easier to say it's just money if you have money.
Mm.
Right? Like, if you have plenty of money, you can be
true.
Bah, it's just money. If you're struggling to pay your rent or you're like, we're never going to be able to get this
kid
to college.
Yes, that could be super helpful.
Yeah, I could see how you'd be like, yeah, it's just a heartwarming memory.
Mm-hmm.
I want my cash. All right, but this is this what you guys would have done?
the memorabilia has value too. Yeah, I don't.
No, you're right.
This is the most ridiculous story. My older brother hates when I share this story, but I ordered a golf glove one time, like this swanky golf glove to give it a go. They sent me 12 dozen, and I could not, in good conscience, keep the 12 dozen gloves without giving him a call back. And okay. Of course, the guy's like, oh, we didn't even see that order, but yeah, send them back. Now I'm in morality mode. I gotta send the gloves back. I could still be rocking those sweet gloves to this day, 5 years on end, and I get grief all the time. There's no way in my good conscience I'm holding onto that baseball, even though, to your point, Kevin, it's probably not the smart move.
Okay, so some of these responses are amazing. I really thought they were going to be like, you're heartless and you're a Grinch. From the 469, well, that kid is clearly a dip ass, so I don't think college is even in his future.
Did you say that about a kid?
I know. That's what that person said. And from the 910, sports is a business. Make a business decision.
That actually is a pretty good. I like that line.
Yeah, Cal Raleigh's going to have plenty of money. You can figure it out.
Hey, only one baseball, though. Only 160th home run.
That's true.
You'd assume.
I would assume that. And I'm really intrigued. I don't know if there's anything in particular over the weekend that you're watching out for in the baseball season, whether it's Cal Raleigh, see if he can hit three more, break the American League record, whether it's seeing if Detroit can finish off their amazing collapse, the Mets. Is there anything in particular that's got your eye for the weekend?
Well, aside from the Rangers on CW33 tonight.
There you go.
Hey,
when I talk about the Detroit collapse, that hinges on Cleveland.
There is a bit there. Yeah, honestly, I'm a sneaky Detroit fan, so I'd like to see them kind of save face at the very end of the season. I think Detroit's probably the storyline I'm most intrigued by. But Seattle's fun too.
Are you invested in, because we've asked everybody on the show, including Boach, about this, are you invested in the Rangers at least winning one of these, hopefully tonight on CW33, or two to be at or above 500?
I think we talk about business decisions. I'd like a close game tonight on CW33.
Okay, yeah.
Something of intrigue. You know, maybe a no-hitter bid or a perfect game bid, dare I say. As far as general interest, it's tough to say. I think brain-wise and effort-wise, I'm slowly starting to slip into, well, we've got Mavs Media Day on Monday. The Dallas Stars are right around the corner. We know the talent they have. And obviously the Dallas Cowboys are a never-ending barrage of newsworthy discussions. So I think my brain is starting to work its way that way. Even FC Dallas, which is never talked about, is back in a playoff playing position. And Eric Quill, the stuff he's doing is incredible. Super excited. You talk about the Little Rascals. They ditched Lucho Acosta, their superstar midfielder.
Yes, they
and
did.
Just a decision on their
bunch
part.
Of, and there are some things inside that definitely
absolutely
hot and spicy. Though, to see them move on from him and really bring up this young core, I mean, it's been awesome to see. So there are just other storylines that are grabbing my attention right now.
Now, are you going to be at Mavs Media Day on Monday?
I will. Yeah.
Can you do me a favor? Can you try to ask Cooper Flagg this question? Because he's been coached up very well media-wise, and everyone keeps asking him about saving the franchise. I want to see how much fun he wants to have. Will you ask him if he thinks if we would have all had our arms on the same side of our bodies, if they would be called F-shirts instead of T-shirts? And I just really want to see if you can get him to loosen up with that question.
I like that. I love those type of questions. I think in his introductory press conference, mind you, I was solo that day, so I'm manning the camera way in the back.
One-man show there.
Always awkward to, like, ask a question from back there.
Right.
But I try to throw him a softball golf question. I was like, hey, you going to get any lessons or play with Scotty and, you know, Bryson and all those guys in the DFW area? And he's just like, yeah, I don't think I'm good enough for them. I'm like, that's not the point.
Oh gosh,
come
bro.
On, Cooper. Come
this is
on.
What we're doing, Cooper.
Give me something. I'm like, dude, you've got the stature.
The question that I think broke Eric Chiafalo was, what do you listen to leading up to the game? And he was like, I'm not really into music.
I remember
and
that.
And it was like,
That was great.
Yeah, it felt like an easy question. Well, where can people catch you again if they want to watch on the CW33?
We've got plenty going on right now. It's kind of a sandbox at CW33 as we build out this sports department. So we just launched So Sports every Wednesday at noon. It's basically a weekly recap, but we have exclusive interviews, exclusive storytelling as well, and we typically bring on very special guests, which we've had you guys
like
on
us.
Some point.
We're special.
And so those are weekly, and those are both on audio and visual platforms, so you can kind of find it everywhere. And then we've also got a PBR special airing this Sunday as we lead into PBR coverage. That is a new world for me, but of course, the Texas Rattler days, they're out at the Stockyard. Super, super fun, incredible athletes. And then, of course, the big one, if you will, the grand finale, the Texas Rangers on CW33 on Friday.
There you go. Thank you very much. And you showed up to a whole bunch of these Taco Buenos along the way. We really appreciate
it, Daniel. Get that man some tacos.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Also get me some tacos.
Well, we need to bring Alex some tacos
okay.
as well.
Yes.
Because coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, I have a late entrant for the morning show's worst take of the week. Next Ooh. On the Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Been having a busy day. A lot of fun already at Taco Bueno, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks. Corey's got his food. And now.
I got a party box.
It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it.
Alex, you be quiet.
Alex, that was awful. One for Alex, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. And then I'm going to run some sound for you that I think should be a late entry into worst take. That RJ and Bobby did this morning, the RJ and Bobby show as it was today. No Sean because he's under the weather. They had some great content there. But, yeah, is he? It's one of those sources, you know, dude, just trust me. Like, okay. It's one of those situations. Yeah. Just trust me. But I think this might top anything that they ran through, any takes. It's not even sports, but it's entertainment related that we'll get to here in just a little bit. But, gentlemen, I promise this question of the day is not infringing on the combo platter, but it is inspired by the state fair.
Okay.
Because it begins today, and I am super excited because who doesn't love good food and good times? And who doesn't love a little bit of Big Tex? But it got me thinking about just family traditions and traditions in life. What is one of your favorite traditions that you got with your family or maybe even some friends? 877-881-1053, because we are approaching quickly that time of the year. Holiday season is right around the corner, so there's going to be a lot of traditions going down, a lot of celebrations, and maybe some stuff that you have to get in this time of the year with some friends, with some family. I just want to know, what are some things that you like doing each and every year?
You know, I'm going to say my family or my mom always, when we were growing up, hosted Christmas Eve. So the first time she didn't host it, I thought it was so jarring to be at somebody else's house, even though, like, that's how it happens for a lot of families. Like, they rotate it and everything like that. And then the other thing, I promise this is not just a shameless plug. It has become, like, part of our lives as well. Peace-a-thon. Before Thanksgiving, like, I don't think of Thanksgiving first. To me, Thanksgiving means peace-a-thon, and then Thanksgiving and football and all that other
stuff. You know, and that's changed my approach to it. Like, Thanksgiving time has always been fun, going to grandma's house, and that we always went there. Like you said, that was the place. And then whenever my grandmother said, okay, I'm done hosting it, everybody in the family was like, well, how are we going to handle this now? And so I was like, all right, we'll host it. And so we host it. But here's Peace-a-thon is the day before Thanksgiving. So what
KNC
am I doing?
Masterpiece Peace-a-thon.
Yeah, the Peace-a-thon. I'm like, I can't help much. So what I tell Adrian is, hey, you take care of everything else. I'll take care of the turkey. But Avery will go and brine the turkey for me. He does all that stuff. And then he and I work on that together. So that's become my new favorite tradition is smoking the turkey with Avery.
Alec, can I give a tease of the Peace-a-thon announcement?
Yes, please do.
For the first time ever this year, Peace-a-thon will not be taking place in our studio.
What?
We're going to be out and about in the world for Peace-a-thon this year.
You're kidding me.
I am not.
I hope it's close to my house.
Yeah, I bet you do. Or else you might get sick.
All right, Mike.
For Peace-a-thon? Yeah. Man, I can't imagine being sick for that. 14 hours of radio? Mm. I don't want that to happen. I'm going to make sure to take my vitamins.
Mm. Good on you. Get those multivitamins in. They work wonders, trust me. I saw Pete in the YouTube chat says board game nights. And those happen often whenever we have family in town. Our family over the past few years has gotten so spread out that we don't get to do those as often. But right around now, the holiday season is when we're able to make those happen here in the next couple of months. That's a big one for me.
Alec, can I ask for a ruling on this text?
Oh, no.
It says from the 214, it's that time of year. Me and my family go to the first day of the affair, which we are doing today. Huh. Now, I'm sure they meant the
which
fair.
One's having the affair?
Yeah, you think they mean the fair, right, and not the affair, which is what they said they do every year today as long as they're not in jail.
We can only go with what they texted in. We can't assume.
That's right. Direct okay. quotes only. We okay, have to well, take the words for what they're worth.
What am I supposed to say? Happy affair day? That doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I mean, if you're into that, sure. Why not? I can't control your life. I just read your responses because I think they're wonderful. 877-881-1053. Some of your favorite family or friends traditions throughout the years. And for me, Kevin, you hit on it with the family dinners and stuff around the holiday season. Christmas and Thanksgiving used to always be at my grandparents', but they downsized to an apartment. So we host now.
Yeah.
Oh. We host it, and it is the most stressful thing ever. I didn't realize how difficult coordinating for a mass group of people is. That's incredible. And I'm just like a fraction of the planning. You know, yeah. I'm not one of the heads of household, so I'm just like helping with the cooking and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I need 6 more eggs than I thought I did.
Your house has to be a different level of clean.
Think
man.
About this, yes. too. Just for Adrian's perspective, she's also helping us with Peace-a-thon. And somehow she pulls off a Thanksgiving. So I don't know, man. She's an amazing woman.
By the way, Alec, special early shout out to Texas Roadshow. And worth collecting. They have
That's
already
right.
loaded us up with a lot of stuff. There's a brand new Pokemon box that came out today. I already have it
wow.
in my possession for Peace-a-thon.
I love both of those establishments. Really great people over there. From the 812, during football season, a bunch of my veteran buddies and I get together virtually during Thursday night football, whether we like the teams playing or not.
Oh, I like that.
That's wholesome. I like
yeah.
that. And that's one of my favorites whenever we get to the Thanksgiving break-ish. I've got some friends that are still in college getting their masters and whatnot because they're way smarter than me. So they come back to town for Thanksgiving break and we're able to get together for some of those NFL games and whatnot. And that's one of my traditions. Thanksgiving week is we get together and we have a massive flag football game. All of our friends.
Oh, cool.
We get a
yeah.
group chat of like 25 people together and everybody shows up. It's like the most hyped up thing of the year for us. And I'm looking forward to it each and every day because I can't wait to score as many touchdowns as humanly possible.
this past year, my mom, for the first time, she wanted to play a bunch of games where you roll a can off across the table and whatever it lands
yeah.
on, you win a dollar or something like that.
Oh.
The kids lost their minds about it. Like
really?
They wanted
okay.
to play at home, and I was like, you're not getting any of my money.
See, from the 817 Rangers opening day with my friends and family, it is epic every
yeah.
single year. I like that. From the 325 yearly Mexico trip with the family for my birthday. That's fancy.
Dude, that's awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, some of you guys got
where
it like
at?
That.
Where at in Mexico?
Yeah, follow up with that. Please let me know. I need some travel spots, too, because your boy needs a vacation. I have not been out of the state in, I want to say, 4 years. So,
what?
Yeah, your boy needs some good destination spots as well.
This is not—he doesn't want four more years.
If you agree to never say your boy again, we can make this happen.
I don't know if that's possible. I will try. How about that? I will try my very best. But it's one of those things that's second nature sometimes.
Okay,
guys, you know who is not my boy? Thank you for the transition there. We're going to hear from Live Nation Ticketmaster CEO Michael Rapinoe. He was speaking at a conference earlier this week.
Soccer player.
And no, not quite. This is a man. And he was talking about the idea because they asked him, like, do you get more success in the music and entertainment industry than you do from selling sports tickets and whatnot? And he took it a step further. I just thought it was interesting to hear this perspective.
Music has been underappreciated. You know, I always joke, sports, it's like a badge of honor to spend 70 grand for a Knicks courtside. They beat me up if we charge 800 for Beyonce, right? We have a lot of runway left, right? So when you read about the ticket prices going up, it's still average concert price is $72. Try going to a Laker game for that, and there's 80 of them or whatever the hell. So the concert is underpriced, has been for a long time.
The concert is underpriced.
What a fascinating take of, hey, idiots, I'm only charging you $72. Get ready for a lot more. That's a weird take.
That's like Adam Silver saying, well, if you can't afford to watch the games, you can always watch the highlights.
Yeah,
for free.
Yeah, it's a highlight sport.
That's
right. Who cares?
Man, and you got to make these things accessible to people. If you want people to show up, make them easy to find and easy to access. So, yeah, he could charge $800 for Beyonce tickets. People will pay that out there. But the average fan probably can't afford that every single time they go on tour.
Dude, how scary is that, Alec, that he was like, it's a badge of honor to pay $70,000, so shut up,
Beyonce
fans.
That's one I'll never have. That is a badge of honor I will never own.
That is a reason you're starting to see less bands do the stadium tours, because filling up a stadium's become so much more difficult. You're starting to see less and less of that, and they're going, hey, hell, they'll go to these colleges and do the fraternity parties, and they'll do the smaller local venues.
Man, that is a stupid take.
And that's my time.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just to clarify, Alex's take was great. It was that ticket no good, Nick. That was the stupid take. All right, I want to make that clear. Coming up next, we'll continue live from Taco Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. NFL favorites are more favorited than ever. Next on The Fan.
Michael Dixon puts it down. Jason Myers, the kick is on the way. And the kick is up. And the kick is good. And the Seahawks win the game. They beat NFC West foe, the Arizona Cardinals, on the final play of the game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Southwest Green Oaks. And some people were calling last night's game a classic. I think that is a really...
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I think that's a really loose usage of that word. The Athletic said that, and I was like, the end of the game was good, but the rest of it, thumbs down, yes, to that.
Arizona kind of plays a boring style to me.
For sure.
I haven't gotten out of Kyler Murray what I expected and what I've always wanted.
Well, and if you looked at that game last week against San Francisco, that does not hurt to break your boring narrative whatsoever. Right now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
And we go to the information. That was pathetic. We go to the information learned from, you know what? I'm going to give you guys another chance. I'm so disappointed in how that happened. Let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
All right. That was way better, guys. I'm proud of you now. Now, Alec just told me probably the news of the day, and Alec, is both Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin that have been ruled out for this game?
That is correct. According to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, friend of the show, they will both miss this game. He did say that Jaden Daniels pushed really hard to try to play this game, but the doctors would not let him go.
Man, I don't know if you want to make a play on that game or maybe hit the under. Because, like, we talked about all the Falcons' offensive struggles in that last game, and now if the Commanders are going to be without their primary quarterback and wide receiver, I would be I'd be curious to take a look at that if you are of the daily fantasy or gambling type. Now,
I am.
Okay, Corey's got stuff to do right now. All right, Alec, then I'm going to tell you this. NFL favorites are more favorited than ever. Here's what I mean by that captivating English language sentence. First of all, have you seen the point spread on Saints-Bills?
I have not.
What do you think it is?
I would have to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 and a half. I know it's going to be bad.
That actually is a fair guess that might not be as far off as you think. It is 15 and a half. At one point earlier this week, it was 16 and a half, which was tied for the ninth biggest point spread in the last 6 years.
Wow.
So it is a huge, huge gap right there. But how successful our teams when they have this much of an advantage? The previous 8 games in this 6-year period, those teams went 7-1, but perhaps more importantly, they went 6-2 against the spread.
Okay.
So when you see these massive spreads, they usually pay off if you are betting the favorite. Now, betting the favorite has been a great proposition this year. Teams favored by at least 4 points in the first 2 weeks of the season, they were 12-0. That is at covering, and so they were 12-0 winning those games. And you might be like, well, sure, they're the favorites. But that's not necessarily what history says. Last year, for example, teams that were at least 4-point favorites at this point in the season only won 64% of the game.
Oh, really?
Year before, 58. Year before, 58. And so these last 3 years have been significantly lower. Usually it kind of sits closer around 70%. But the first 2 weeks of this season, it was a wipeout for the favorites.
Okay, so do we just say that's going to be a trend for the year?
I don't.
Or is that just kind of an anomaly?
Yeah, see, that's a good question. And
also, do you think Michael Penix will have more than 223 and a half passing yards?
Nope. I can't answer that. You have to say higher or lower.
Or less.
For the purposes
higher or lower
of what we're doing. I mean, after what we saw,
I feel like it's going to be lower.
Yeah, I was going to say, after what we saw last week, it feels like lower might be the way to go. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, special promotion we just started today. $100 in bonus cash once you make your first $5 play on Underdog with the promo code Masterpiece. Not that that's exactly what Corey is doing right now. All right, let's go to Shedeur Sanders, who, you know how they show those memes and it's like nobody, and then they show the picture?
Yes.
It feels like Shedeur. What are Shedeur Sanders' thoughts? And nobody wants that. And he's like, I can do better than some of the quarterbacks that are playing right now. I get it, and he might not be wrong. But you have to be more self-aware that people think that having you around is a circus and you're creating media buzz that they want and they don't want. And when he comes out and says, if you see quarterback play in the league right now, I know I'm capable of doing better than that. That's not what you want to hear.
Well, I mean, obviously it sounds like he's asking to be traded to the Bengals. He's like, look, I can go be better than Jake Browning.
Maybe.
Send me to the Saints. I can do better than Kellen Moore.
That actually I would agree with.
Yeah, because Kellen Moore,
he's not the quarterback
yet. He should
be
the quarterback coach.
Okay, you know what? Since you mentioned the Saints, this is probably my favorite statistic of the entire season. Do you know Spencer Rattler right now as a starter is 0-9? Okay. That is not good. However, the class of quarterbacks on this list is astonishingly good.
Okay.
So he's tied for the ninth worst start ever to a career. Here's the thing, though. Two of the top 8 quarterbacks are in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
So it's Warren Moon and Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman started his career 0-11, and Warren Moon started his career 0-10. So while it may seem like you're doomed and you'll never be good, I'm telling you, two of the top 8, they made the Hall of Fame.
That's interesting right there, because
don't
Kevin,
ask about the
what's
rest.
Always been my approach whenever quarterbacks have started off poorly? It's always been, what's the team around him? What's the circumstance around him? And at the time, for both of those quarterbacks, it was very poor.
Yes.
And what happened whenever they built teams around them? They got better. The quarterbacks were actually good. It was the teams around them that were poor. Kind of like going to Cleveland. You're just not going to succeed because that one just, it doesn't work up there.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because this is the cautionary tale for the Saints. Number one on the list is not a Hall of Famer. It was DeShone Kizer, who started off his career with the Browns at 0-15. So,
Kevin,
there's that.
Kenny Clark has been announced as the captain for this week against the Green Bay Packers. So I like that. I like that for him.
How long until the meme comes out with Kenny Clark saying, "I'm the captain now"?
I want it. I want
it's only
right going to
be, what is it going to be, like
I'm
2 minutes? Maybe we need to get Alec working on that right now. All right, let's go from that to Sean Alexander. Did you see the Sean Alexander news of the day yesterday?
I did not.
Him and his wife are expecting their 14th child.
I'm sorry, she has had 14 children?
That's right. So I almost put Sean Alexander in Forgiveness Friday because he needs to ask for forgiveness from his poor wife for having to push out that many babies.
Is that more than Philip Rivers?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Wow.
And I think...
Dude, we had Sean Alexander on the Super Bowl, didn't we?
Yes,
we
did.
We talked with him. He didn't say anything about trying to have a 14th kid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upset with him for not bringing that up.
Now, him and his wife also already have grandchildren.
How many of those 14 were planned?
You can't imagine this one,
because
right?
I have three.
Yeah, how many of them was planned?
One of them was planned. Okay. Yeah. One of them was like, we just got married. Let's see how life goes. And bam, kid on the way. The other one was very planned. And
what a fascinating description of how that happened.
And then the last one was kind of a, you know what? Here we go. So
I mean, once you get past what? Four, five? Okay, yeah. Once you get past four or five, you really need to start planning, right? Like, I know somebody, and they're great, and I love them to death, but they have nine kids, and I ask, why not 10? And the guy told me, because his wife thinks if they have 10 kids, that would be weird. And I just told him, I was like, nine kids is kind of weird. Like, that's a lot of kids.
I'm pretty sure it does say be fruitful in the
Bible.
Yeah, and Kevin.
Multiply. So. I don't know if in the addendum to the Bible it's like, but know when to stop. I don't think that is in there. But, yeah, congratulations. They're expecting their 14th child, which means you'll get that weird situation where you're the uncle to somebody that is older than you.
Okay. Yeah. No, that is weird, I guess, if you say so.
It is weird. All right. Let's go from that to Derrick Henry. He said that he's still pissed off about all of his fumbles. And he goes, the fact that they happened back to back to back is crazy. But what I love that he added, nobody can fix it but yourself, and I'm accepting this challenge like a man.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like he's about to destroy somebody.
I wonder if it's a very simple fix. You know, like Tiki Barber had a very big problem fumbling all the time, and then Tom Coughlin came in and was like, it's just the way that you're carrying the ball.
Right.
Or if this is something that, because of the way he's built or the way he runs, that the running backs have figured out, cornerbacks, linebackers have figured out a way to really punch that thing loose.
And I don't know if there's any truth to the rumor that Sean Alexander just needs to get a TV in his bedroom so he has other stuff to do. You never know. That could have been what led to it. And we kicked it off talking about Thursday Night Football. Let's wrap it back around Seattle. As you heard the highlight, did in fact win that game 23-20. They are now 3-1 on the year, and early thoughts about Sam Darnold have been not too bad.
He looks like Sam Darnold from last year a little bit.
Yes.
You know, he's still spry, can run a little bit. That was a really smart, heady play on his part last night. Made a couple of really good throws. He's looking like he learned something. I think he did. I think he learned something in San Francisco. He carried that over for his year in Minnesota. He's still who he is. I don't think he's an elite quarterback, but he's better than he was whenever he was with the Jets in Carolina, for sure.
Do you think he's additionally motivated by the fact that NFL teams weren't like scrambling to try to pick him up after that year?
That's probably a big possibility too. He's like, I have to be better.
Yeah. From the 469 new slogan, NFL and chill. So
like
just
that.
Keep an eye out
I
on
like
that.
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Southwest Green Oaks. Coming up next, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.